Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you so much, and thank you all for tuning in, for opening up the possibilities today to explore a really exciting topic I'm really excited about. First of all, this show, Sacred Sexuality, it's about working with meditations, discussion, education, awareness. We do various facets of that on this program, and I share stories of my own path of healing, learning to let go, and such. That really are an honor to share, and that I do from a place of humbly opening up the doors of possibility, I'll say. That I believe that as we can see and connect with what's possible outside of our realm of current awareness, that it really supports new possibilities in our own creation of our own realities. And I know in my journey, having received many special gifts of seeing new ways of doing things or new possibilities that I just didn't think were possible, really helped serve me in my journey. It is an honor and a pleasure to share with you today. And we're going to begin by opening with a bit of a meditation to kind of get here in the space together. So taking a deep breath, inviting a little bit of an exhale with some sound, noticing what it feels like to rumble a little sound in your body if you feel that that's available where you are at this moment. If it's available in the seat you're in or wherever you're lying down, to really feel your connection with the earth through your feet, your seat, the floor. And notice what it's like to exhale and allow heavy, dense energy to drop away. Inviting that awareness of how breath interacts with your body, just noticing the sensations as you breathe. And feeling the release, the surrender as you exhale to let go. Letting the tension, stress, worries, thoughts of the day drop away through your body and away into the earth, where they're safely cleansed, transmuted, mulched like compost, so that you and no one else has to carry them. Particularly important at this moment in time on our planet, on Earth, as we're now a few days out away from one of the largest solar flares that hit the planet this year. So if you've been feeling anxious, zingy, high anxiety, kind of tense and nervous, overwhelmed, I invite you really to let your feet ground down into the earth, wherever you are. And if you have the sweet gift of possibility right now to get bare feet and bare toes right down into the earth, the grass, or wherever your earth is in this moment, the value of connecting now with the earth to feel her guidance, her support is crucial. It's so supportive, especially in this time of zingy solar flare activity. And inviting as you let go, really letting your weight be held by the earth. To feel that love, the support that you have always around you. And then invite in a breath of light, energy, love, welcome it in with a sense of, yes, more please. Welcoming it into your body, allowing it to spread, sparkle, fill you with light, with energy, life-giving force. And carrying away any of the heavy debris as it drops into the earth. With the breath of gratitude, holding the sweet intention of health, healing, and wholeness. New perspectives, new awareness, and shedding away old layers that bind us to allow our natural, blissful selves to emerge. I invite you to feel that breath of gratitude as one of, yay, you're doing something for you, taking time to explore, to listen, to feel. And feel that sense of gratitude for yourself. And with that, gently bringing your awareness back into the space. And opening your eyes. Beautiful. It's such an honor to share. And our topic today, I'm really excited about, and frankly, a bit nervous, is the topic is my orgasm chart. So this is about exploring the possibilities of orgasmic repertoire that I at one point in my life thought were impossible. And that what that means is, and what inspired this is really getting a chance. I was thinking in last night, actually, to take this a step further with my love, as we got this brand spanking new whiteboard, and the old engineer geek self in me is just kind of really thrilled right now to be able to sketch with a whole bunch of different colors all over this whiteboard. And we sat down together, and this is what happens when the engineer geek in me kind of meets the sacred sexual healer geek in me. We produce things like, what's my orgasm path looked like in chart form? So this is what happens when we get together. It's a lot of fun. And it's been something that's been brewing for some time as I've been writing a book and in the process of doing that, really feeling out what's the best way to convey this information. And what we're going to explore today is a bit more of my story. I've shared bits and pieces of my story, and I've also shared in some past episodes more detail around female orgasm and anatomy and female ejaculation and exploring that from an educational awareness kind of point of view. And today what we're going to go into is a bit of a journey, of a path, of possibilities, and that it really is... it's really not about a race or a goal. I want to be really clear about that. And especially my type A analytical self in my early years would have thought it that way. I want to offer that it's really about acknowledging possibilities. And what I mean is, there was this time in my past, and as I wrote all this stuff out, it was really interesting to see this about a 20-year period of time where things were really flat in my sexuality, that during that time, I used to think, I would read maybe about, there's this new orgasmic possibility that might be out there, or that women talked about having G-spots or feeling different blissful sensations. And I would be like, and the study would kind of say, well, such and such percent of women have this type of orgasm and such have this type of orgasm. And my head kind of went, that must mean I'm in this 7% box or something of women that only have this type of orgasm that I was familiar with, which I'll get into. And so I kind of would bummer, I must be one of those people that just doesn't have the possibility of having a different kind. So I'm in this box, and that's kind of all I knew. And so I sat in that box, and actually, to be honest, it was also, had you asked me, I would have said, yeah, I had a good sex life. I enjoyed sex and sex with my partner. I was in a committed relationship at the time. And so I wouldn't have probably said anything like that it wasn't good. I just didn't know that there was another way. And what I have learned in my studies, in my own journey, in my research, in my work, that there are vast possibilities that not just other people have access to, but that you have access to, that we have access to. Each of us in our bodies has the capability of opening new vistas. And it's really a journey, as we've explored so many times on this program, of slowing way down and opening and allowing and starting to release some of the layers that bind us from feeling that natural bliss state. So we've talked about that before. We won't go into that as much today. What I want to go into today is a bit of my journey of what does this past, say, 30 years of sexuality look like for me, and what that might mean in terms of possibilities that is just, is what it is. It just really helped me to know, as I started to wake up to things, that wow, there was new vistas and new possibilities. So here we go. This is Leslie's orgasm chart. And if you could see my scribbles on a whiteboard, they're very colorful and vibrant and sort of splashing in color all over the page. And I'm looking forward to getting this into a hard copy form where I can share that. For now, the things I noticed as I sit with this board is there was this phase, like I said, I kind of have it plotted by timeline of age. So as we're journeying from the beginning of my sexual maturity, and I'm putting that around age 14 in terms of when I started to feel anything that might come close to sexual energy and orgasm. So from about age 14 to the present, which for me the present is 42, and that's about 30 years, we'll say. And as I look at that, I'm looking at a range of about 20 of those years as being relatively flat on this sort of blissful curve of possibility. And it was kind of interesting to go, wow, in this two decades of like one kind of orgasm that was the only box that I knew, like that's interesting. And then to see the shift in this last decade of how it's shifted. And that's what I want to get to. So in that first couple of decades, what I knew as orgasm, and this is, I know, different for every person, so we're really exploring my story today. And I knew orgasm, if I could reach orgasm, which was pretty rare at the time, and it was only by my own hand. So quite literally, if I was connecting with a partner, it was, I call it my wounded masculine. We talk about our masculine and feminine energies, and that we have, there's wounded and healthy aspects of each of those, so, connecting with them in different ways. But at the time, there was this wounded masculine of me, really hardcore, like driven, let's get there and get this done aspect was like, oh, never mind. Let me just take it over and do it myself. Take matters into my own hands, so to speak. So all I knew was a clitorally stimulated orgasm. It was very, very tense, very what I call yang. It was very active, tense, very short duration of the actual orgasmic release experience. And it was very contracting in and up, like my vaginal area, and which I will call my yoni. My yoni is a beautiful term in Sanskrit that means sacred space, and what I use often to refer to a woman's vagina or womb as a reference. So my yoni would be very tense, contracting in and up, and it was a very dry, in the energetic expression of it, it was very dry, very hot, very intense, very active. And it was pulling in and drawing up, clitorally stimulated by my own hand, nothing inside my yoni. So if a finger or a toy or anything was inside, it had to be out for the orgasm to happen. And my legs were down and straight and tight. And often, frankly, especially in those early years, it was, if I was masturbating and touching my own body, it was through my clothing. I felt shy and perhaps ashamed about actually touching my own skin or my own yoni. And so it was a very tense, active practice, pretty rushed, pretty much in the energy of what I've often referred to as hurry up and clean up before mom finds out. Kind of that exploration in my early years, it was, that's what patterned into my sexuality. So that's all I knew. And then even as I started to connect with partners, and I did early on where a partner, a boyfriend of mine and I, who actually he later became, you know, my husband, a deep partnership. And we would sort of kind of have this early on in my teenage years, this sort of what I'll call awkward, quote, failed attempt at finding my G-spot. You know, like, oh, I read there's something there, but we'd try to find it and it would sort of like find some sensation, but then it would become by, but then I'd be like, oh, maybe it's there, but then any more pressure would be painful. And it was what I now know. It was just very numb. It's very numb and tight. I just did, had no awareness of my G-spot at that time. And so we just kind of gave up and said, well, I must be, again, in one of those boxes that says I'm not one of those women who has a G-spot. So, oh, well, this G-spot orgasm thing must not be in my realm of possibility. So I just kind of brushed it off. So this is the first couple of decades. And again, had I been asked, I would have said, yeah, I had a great, you know, a wonderful sex life. I loved sharing sex with my partner. And yet that's what I knew in the realm of orgasm. As things shifted, and this for me was around age 33, 34, and I started to open and I left that relationship. And as I was opening in my own sexuality in a new way and just really bringing new awareness in my body, at this point I had had what I will call a spiritual awakening of connection with pregnancy and birth of my daughter that really woke me up to seeing life in a different way. And it's really a big part of the journey of what I share on this path in the sacred sexual healing journey, is it's where my awareness shifted. This is where I, what I'll call, really started to connect with my divine feminine. And my journey of sacred sexuality became more conscious. I really started to see that I have choices and that there are possibilities. And as I was connecting with new facets of what my sexuality looked like, which I've talked about in my story and some other shows, of tapping into my omnisexuality, that then I was with a partner that we started to reconnect with my G-spot again. And this awareness of some trauma I was carrying there brewed to the surface. And as I went through some healing and release of that, suddenly then there was this little step function, I'll call it, in the chart where it starts to leap up in pleasure. And as I, at first it was very tight and uncomfortable as this trauma came to awareness. And as I did the healing work and release around it, now I'll call, this was a phase where my the first time I ever was able to have an orgasm with another partner doing the stimulating. And that happened at first clitorally again, but that was this beautiful first, like, oh my gosh, I didn't think it was possible that I could let go and have another person support me in that. And I believe fully that our orgasms aren't about the other person. We are empowered that our pleasure is ours. It's our responsibility. It's our aliveness inside our body, and it's how we allow and support ourselves to open and connect with others. And so I'll say I first allowed a partner to bring me to orgasm here in this era of time. And then the G-spot opening started to happen. And as that started to begin, this whole new territory that I never realized was accessible to me really started to open up. And it really was around this letting go of these binds in my body and the old body armor and trauma. And as that emerged, I experienced for the first time a blended orgasm, or this vaginal stimulation. So something, this toy could be inside my body and clitorally stimulating at the same time. And oh my gosh, the orgasm was so different and so like, wow. And it was just the beginning of this journey. And again, it was, you know, as I was learning in this journey, it was by my own hand. And, the opening has begun. So what I'm seeing as I feel this has been for me was this progression. Now I'm starting to let go. I'm starting to allow another person in, so to speak. And at first that's in, I'll call the more clitorally yang style orgasms that I can let go with them. And then by my own hand, with feeling relaxed and comfortable, and perhaps with them as a part of the experience, but with me sort of driving, so to speak, the toy, I could actually reach this blended orgasm. And that was a whole new territory. And a slow progression now over these next few years, that starts to open up. My relationships shift a bit again, and now I'm in this place where these blended orgasms are much more available and actually much more, I don't know, for me a bit more desirable, but the clitoral ones were still really nice for this, I'll call them kind of quickie experience. So it's just a matter of how, so now it was like, wow, there's a couple things to play with. This is really great. And it was fun and exciting. So then I went through the process of connecting. I manifested a partner that was so supportive, and together he and I were very much in the journey of sacred sexuality now, and very much in a place of, by this point, I'm feeling the call. So I'm as I'm remembering where I'm at here in this journey, I'm definitely in the place of starting to share this, feeling the call to really bring this work into the world a bit more. And I'm speaking that, and I'm meeting this beautiful person, and together we're exploring the journey together. And in that era is when I learned at a really visceral level to slow down. Like, I had not, to this point, I really, really had not sat with or really understood the beginnings of relax, Leslie. As much as people had told me that, you know, and my beautiful mentor who was like, Leslie, take your hands off the steering wheel, you know, I'm just gripping my way through life. This really starts to begin here in this era of relax. Slow down, especially in my sexuality. It's one thing to start to do that, I think, for me anyway, out in the world. It was another to bring that into the bedroom. And it's a totally different level. And as you're working with sexual energy can just amp up so fast and so quickly that it will kind of just roll away with it. It'll just carry us into our old patterns. It's because that's what we're wired to do, and that's all we know. So for me, it was a very rushed thing. So to bring any essence of breath and my yoga practice into my sexuality really starts to emerge in this time, and really a beautiful, beautiful practice of slowing down my body. And if that happens, the concept of female ejaculation crosses my awareness, and I at first am like, well, what's that? And so I do a little research and I'm learning, and at first I'm in the boat of, oh, that's just some porn star trick. And I'm not one of those women who can do that, right? I'm just in the X percent of women that's not capable that they talk about. So I just thought, well, at first I thought it was a porn star trick. Then I thought, no, okay, nope, I understand. This is for real. And it's only in some women. Only some women are capable, and I'm not one of them. So bummer. And then I found out that I could learn it. And when that woke up, I'm like, well, really? We could play with this and practice and see where it goes? I mean, wow. Yes. So my dear partner at the time shared a beautiful book, and we shared some videos and some ways to learn. And together, and apart, we started to practice. And actually, for me, it was very much, again, a learning, and with his encouragement, a learning and a self-practice. And it took, and I go into this in a conversation, so I won't spend as time on the how it happened. But the ways and that I sank into it, the point is, it happened, and I had the very first experience of ejaculation. A couple little droplets of fluid that emerged. It were one of those blissful experiences of my entire life. To that point, I had no idea that something like that could be possible, and I was just blown away. And once I found that it could be real, that it could be something I could actually experience, this, I'll call it a whole new step function in the chart, like boom, up a huge level of plateau and in bliss. And when I, this chart, the axis as we're moving up is what I call the bliss factor, by the way. So the bliss factor is the y-axis for those fellow science geeks out there. And the x-axis is time, or my age, just to come back to that for a moment. So on the bliss factor, we just leaped up a whole other chunk. And the cool thing was, is it was just this little bit. And I had no idea that that was just the beginning again. And so at first it starts with just these few drops, and I'll say that ejaculation, female ejaculation, can happen with or without orgasm, and we've talked about that before on another program. This was without, so I learned it. And I know many women actually explore ejaculation right from the beginning. They are perhaps it's a more natural part of their body experience. For me, I very much had to learn. And I learned it, it was what I call this journey of learning to let go. And because that's really what it's about. Again, it's not about this goal or this endpoint or this competition, but about I'm allowed to feel. I'm allowed to feel pleasure and feel good. So what started as this just a few big drops without an orgasm, which ejaculation itself as an event is a beautifully blissful event. So to be clear, the fact that they're separate doesn't mean that one's better or worse. They're just different blissful events. And then that started to open up where I could experience the ejaculation with an orgasm. And that was another first, like, oh my gosh, what just happened there? And then there was a phase in here where I'm now on this other kind of path of having an orgasm for the first time where stimulated by my partner's mouth. Like at first, oh, that was too tense. Like I was worried that I was dirty or unclean and having someone's mouth on my yoni didn't feel good. And as I relaxed into and realized the beauty in that, it was so beautiful to let go in an orgasm that way, which then led to eventually having, I don't even know what order these are in. These are all just start to cascade in these few years now of what I'll call in the past, I don't know, six to eight years, this starting to emerge where now I was able to have a vaginal orgasm without externally stimulating my clitoris. So just with a toy inside, for example. And at first it was a toy, like a penis or a lingam is the term for penis in that I like to use, which means wand of light in Sanskrit. So without a lingam inside me, but with a toy or something where it wasn't at the same time stimulating clitoris, and that started to open up. And that was like another shocking, amazing thing. Like, really? I thought I had to touch my clitoris to get to an orgasm. And I learned that, no, that was no longer a requirement in my body. And all of this is happening as I'm acknowledging being with what I call fruit flies, the things that bubble to the surface, old trauma, memories, or thoughts, or things body is carrying, name them whatever you may, you don't have to put a label on them, just things that come up, that the body is still alive in the body and that we can let go of and release. And as I'm going through this with my partner, just releasing and letting go, finding new territory, it was beautiful. So then I got to a place where I could actually ejaculate where my partner was stimulating me and it wasn't by my own hand. And that was this other just really beautiful place of letting go. I could fully receive and be in what I'll call a yin place, which to me is just beautiful to let go into that type of place, to go into really allowing a connection with your partner. And with that, we are going to take a short break and come back for the next portion of the story.
Leslie Blackburn welcomes your phone calls during her live program today, the 16th day of April, 2013. And you can do that by dialing 646-378-0378. And once again, we do welcome your phone calls during the live program today, which is the 16th day of April, 2013. And you can do that by calling 646-378-0378. And you can also notify us in the chat room if there's something that we can do for you by sending a private message. You can type your message on the screen. You can allow us the opportunity to serve you here with Leslie Blackburn's Sacred Sexuality. Now we return you to Leslie Blackburn.
Hello, thank you, Annette. And now, back to the story. And where we're at, we're exploring what this journey, my orgasm chart, my engineer self, at my sacred sexual healer self, and we started to have fun and play. This is the stuff that I create. So on this chart, what I noticed was this first 2 decades or so of what I knew as kind of flat, and then opening up, and now we're on the journey where what that looks like. And what I want to say is, as I talked about this before, this is my journey into now and in beyond, because I'm feeling like just the vistas are continuing to emerge, and this journey is not over. And what I want to share is, while I'm in my mid-40s, there are women that I know into their 50s, 60s, and even beyond, 70s and later, that are still feeling their vibrancy and aliveness and sexual yumminess. And I want to be really clear, this is not limited to any one person. Like I used to think that, oh, I must be in that, you know, X percent box of women that just can't do something. And what I'm learning is there are ways to support my body in differences. And we continue on this journey now to a realm of time that is about now 3 years ago. And now we're well into the place of I can relax and let go with my partner or partners. I can let my body feel like, and what I mean is, I've learned ways to feel, to what do I need to feel safe? What are my boundaries in a moment, in a given moment? Does that shift with the breath? What is my body? What are my body messages? What do they have to say? What's my belly have to say? What does my heart have to say? And where is their tension and tightness? And it's the journey. It's what I'll call a very spiral-like journey, I'll say. Moving along in this. It's sometimes very new places, vistas opening, and this new expanse of possibility. And then a little bit of contraction of what I call congealing, that the body needs to rest and integrate and be with what it's learning and what it's emerging and what's expanding with. We can't expect to continually expand. There's always a little slowing down and congealing. Like you think about the growth of a tree, you know, it's getting more and more rooted into the earth, an important point. So feeling your ground and your connection is so crucial to feeling safe, and then feeling and supporting yourself in the right-sized container to emerge, and that container size changes. And then there's points of time where the tree needs a little rest. It drops its leaves. It goes into a bit of a hibernation, say, and then it's time to renew and refill and start to grow and rebuild, expand again, and the ring on the tree starts to emerge, for so to speak. So you know, I just want to invite that awareness of this cycle of emergence, which I know I personally have felt a lot, like in this journey. To be clear, there are ups and downs. Wow, this is this amazing new thing. And then this place of, wow, I'm not feeling like that again. And then now my recognition that that's okay. Like that's, the body just needs a shift, a rest, a change, no worries. And we'll just see where it goes the next time. Like releasing the need to plan it out, or releasing the need to think or drive towards some familiar existence of what we knew in the past. Because if that's all we're driving for and that's all we want to get, then what's the, you know, why, where are the new possibilities if we're just to match the same thing we had in the past? So it takes a great deal of repatterning, I'll say, seeing things differently and trusting your body to let new things emerge. So back to then, about 3 years ago, which is where we had left off in time, I start to experience a trust of myself and of my now new partner, primary partner, I'll say, as we've explored with multiple people, that together we create this beautiful foundation. He's a beautiful, amazing, oh, amazing love that together we have supported my body in opening even more. And some firsts started to happen again. And things like, oh, I was so I was now had been ejaculating for several years, and that it was growing and growing and growing. But allowing myself to say ejaculate when my partner's face or mouth was on my own, you know, yoni, oh my gosh, that carried such tension from like, oh my gosh, I can't do this because if, and then, you know, and my partners had always been so supportive of, hey, I don't care, let it splat all over my face, like, let's go there. And, but I was nervous. It was me holding myself back for sure. And as I got a lot of support in that first, you know, that first time where I could allow myself to ejaculate, during being stimulated with my partner, present, his face present at my yoni, which, then there was the times where, so this sort of vastness really started to open, what I'll call orgasm. So I was able, through not even touching my genitals in a traditional way, clitoris or yoni or cervix or anything in a traditional way, through physical touch at my sacrum, experiencing an orgasm for the first time. It's like I felt some energy unlock and move. And during this time, there were other things in my body opening up, pathways, circuits of energy in my body where my nipples were waking up. They had been, back in those early decades that I was referring to before, they'd been pretty much just too sensitive to touch or numb. So either numb or, wow, that hurts, too sensitive, don't go there. So I would just avoid them. I just thought, oh, I'm not supposed to touch my nipples. They're painful, so don't touch them. And what I learned as I let them open was, and did some healing work with healer, and it really supported me in letting go and opening, and my nipple, I'll call it the circuit, and my body opened up where my nipples could be aware and alive and really flow with energy. And all of these body kinds of openings were emerging in this phase. Nipple opening, there's a mouth circuit connected with even the deep place in the head and pineal gland that's connected with sexuality, mouth and throat. And I was carrying some tension and trauma there from past stuff. Dental work being only one of many things that I was holding on to there, where my mouth was just like kind of, again, off limits. It just, I would shut down, not even consciously, with any sort of anything in my mouth, my partner's lingam or anything, just kind of turned me down, shut me down. And again, healing work around that started to open. So that my body more and more and more was opening to allowing energy to flow, so that now these new possibilities had a way to emerge, so that this orgasm from sacrum, from touching at my sacrum, emerged, and deep, oh, this sweet, deep cervical penetration. So we talked about clitoral stimulation and vaginal stimulation, and then taking that a level deeper, there's this sweet emergence from a very slow, deep, long journey place of cervical contact, which is like jostling the uterus. That is another, yet another deeper emotional experience of an orgasm at that place in the body. My ejaculations were becoming more profuse, more available, more relaxed, and broadening in their spectrum of what I call either, I find ejaculations can be very soft and relaxed, kind of a gushy flow. And then on the other end of the spectrum, they're very tense and spray and gut and like squirt-like, like with power, like with distance. Not that distance is what this is about, but just to give you the idea. So sometimes they just flow and they're just kind of right there. Sometimes they actually squirt and gush quite intensely. And so this whole range of possibilities starts to open up and I'm seeing new possibilities there. Ejaculation used to be, when I first learned it, that I could have a toy deep inside at a very certain spot inside my yoni that would inspire it, or had to be more towards the front and have very little inside me after a lot of G-spot stimulation, kind of pull a toy out or bring something out and touch just at the surface to inspire ejaculation. And what started to emerge now in these last few years was my partner could be really deeply inside me penetrating with his lingam and have an ejaculation experience with this sweet gush around around him deeply. And so, and this, there are deep analogies. So as I'm talking about body parts connecting with body parts, let me be really clear. Him deep inside me means way more than his lingam deep inside my yoni. There's this energetic connection that supports this emergence. And I believe they're very analogously related, that it's not just I need to practice with some physical thing deep inside me. It's what is the emotional support that I need to be in that deep peace. For example, even having, which I kind of skipped past, even having deep penetration of a partner or a toy inside me for a long time wasn't it possible at all. It was just painful. Like I just assumed, if you're that deep, you're hitting something that doesn't feel good, so let's just move out of the way. So go shallower or shift in some way so that I don't feel that pain. And then as I worked with my body and supported some healing work and worked with healers, that changed to where now together we were softly, not forcing it. Don't force yourself through pain. This is definitely not what I'm saying. Through this release process to go into a place of beyond, you know, of softly inviting the body to and listening to when the body says yes, please, and then inviting and encouraging and opening in that way. And that emerged where I could feel the deep penetration and then experience orgasm with that deep penetration of my partner deeply inside me. At first with clitoral stimulation as well, and then it emerged where I could just with his lingam deep inside me experience an orgasm with just that stimulation, which was absolutely unheard of in my. There was a point in my life where I thought there is no way that is ever going to happen. That's just not me. It has. Different positions. I found I was really vulnerable. It was this interesting irony. I felt a real pleasure in having my partner enter me from behind. And yet I was really blocked in having my partner enter me from behind. I found that my back was very shielded, which may have been why I was comfortable in some ways. I was more protected, like a turtle, shielded. But because I was shielded, then that energetic flow was down. And as we worked with opening some areas in my body, now we're working with areas behind the heart, between the heart and the back of the rib cage, areas of circuit connection down from the heart through the hands into the palms of the hands, down through the central channel of the body and out into the palms of the feet. All of this started to open up. And as I worked with opening my energy and feeling and allowing my partner to be behind me and to connect with him behind me, not just shut down with him behind me. That's when things opened up in that position where we could explore orgasm with him penetrating me from behind, ejaculation in intense penetration from behind. And that all of this said, it isn't about the mechanics of it. It's the body, it's body-led. It's listening to what our body have to say and supporting and flowing with the energy. Just letting we follow the energy, I'll say. So that now more things have emerged. Things like, I'm looking at my scribbles on my board. They're in all these colors. So I'm in the purple at this point. I'm in some purple colors. And I'm looking and I'm seeing... just even having that orgasm with his lingam inside my yoni was just this huge, amazing experience. Ejaculation with that deep penetration. Energy body orgasms. So we talked before about how orgasms can be physically manifested. They're also energy bodies that we have that can experience orgasm. As one teacher says, orgasm is defined as any event that manifests energy into this dimension. Into this realm. And so these types of things started to open up. And to what I've experienced where even having what I would refer to as a more physical orgasm with the pelvic floor contractions, things that I more associate with a physical orgasm without having any physical body at all, letting myself connect with and run energy in nature with me, for example, and allowing that to emerge through my body without any physical touch at all. And that it's, again, it's about slowing down and opening to the flow of possibilities, not judging myself, not trying to noticing when I would have self-sabotaging mechanisms that come to the surface, which, lots. Lots of ways I was shutting down my pleasure during all this whole journey. Just gently noticing them and going, okay, I hear you. And you know what? I don't need to prescribe to that limiting belief anymore, and I can let it go. And then, of course, some physical healing and emotional healing, all things that just have been a part of this journey. So that now, as I look at this chart, it's sort of bursting forward and upward in this spiraling, fluid, ejaculatory flow of whee! Heading with the arrows pointing almost straight up of what's next in the journey. And it's okay. The journey may spiral and congeal a little while. You know, that's okay. It may go inward for a bit and then may re-expand. I'm acknowledging that it's a journey and that may look different for me, and there are possibilities, and I feel that and know that very viscerally with my body now, and I'm honored to share in this way. This was when this started to happen. Some of these first things was when I realized that first ejaculation, I just wanted to stand on top of the mountain and say, every woman and the men who love them and the women who love them deserve to know about this. Everyone just deserves to know that there are possibilities, and that the boxes I thought I had to sit in, no longer do I have to sit in them. And I want to invite that's possible for every person to see and acknowledge and find their journey and their path. Whatever that may look like, continuing on it, enjoying where you are in your path and your journey, enjoying the moment of it, and knowing that there might be something new to try and explore, and isn't that fun? So with that, I'm going to invite another break and be back in a moment.
You are listening to Lesley Blackburn's Sacred Sexuality live here on the 16th day of April 2013, and we do invite and direct you to Lesley's website, mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. You're going to find out everything about Lesley, the fact that she has classes, you can sign up for her newsletter, as well as sign up for private sessions, and we invite you to visit the website, mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, to obtain the Tantric Energy Touch Workshop, now available on CD. Lesley is so thrilled that she has made this available for the first time, and you know, it's a wonderful option for those who might be a bit nervous about group settings to explore and experience all of this wonderful energy. The live Tantric Energy Touch class, you can do this now in your own home, the privacy of whatever feels comfortable to you. You can do it with a partner or by yourself. And this audio CD ordering is so easy when you go online to her website, www.mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. The winter-spring 2013 semester of Sacred Sexuality classes are now underway, and the next dates are this weekend, April 20th and 21st, 2013. You can explore individual classes or weekend experiences, options for beginners, or so much more. Even if you're an advanced practitioner, you want to go to the website, look under the offerings section for the details. And if you want to register for the classes on the 20th and 21st, you must register by April 17th. All that information, again, is available on the website. Now, of course, the best way to get all these announcements on a regular basis about upcoming classes and all the temple gatherings, the CD, is to subscribe to the email newsletter. It comes out once or twice a month. And if you look under the contact section on the website, you will find out exactly how to do that. And that next temple community gathering I just spoke about will be Sunday the 21st from 5 until 7 p.m. If you're curious about the Mystery School of the Temple Arts offerings, but you're really not sure where to start, you might want to invite yourself to a temple gathering. That's right. This is a regular offering where seekers come together to dance, they connect, and I say dance, it's the dance of connection. They discuss openly on sexual topics, possibly even consciousness, tantra, spirituality, and more. And after an opening meditation, there will be a sacred circle that creates the safe space to share and ask questions on intimate topics that you might not even have been aware that you could have talked about in the past. It's similar to the satsang and yoga tradition, where it's a community of truth, and the gathering is free of charge. However, donations to support the temple are graciously accepted, and you'll want to contact Leslie through the website, mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, to RSVP, as well as get direction and location details. You'll find more about the community temple gatherings under the offering heading on the website. And as we said just a minute ago, Leslie is available for private sessions. And that website to find out more information is www.mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com.
Thank you, Annette, and thank you all for sharing in this experience, feeling, witnessing your own body, and noticing how you're feeling. We're going to invite a bit of breathing, a little bit of guided inward practice, slow down. Relax a breath with some sound and feeling your body. Noticing again how you're sitting, feet on the earth perhaps, if it's available, or just noticing the points of contact that you have with the air or the floor, and see how that connects right down into the earth with your awareness, with your intention, no matter where you are. Feeling that connection, inviting yourself to acknowledge and affirm your power, your beauty, your presence. A breath or two of cleansing to let go of limiting beliefs, things that no longer serve you. What are you carrying today that is no longer suiting you? How are you limiting your possibilities through some thought pattern or belief structure? That if you take a moment back up and look at it, is it true? Does it have to be your truth? Can you rewrite it? Dropping away the heaviness that no longer serves. The shields, the armor. And inviting in the truth that you have the power to choose. You have the power to connect with your own body and feel and be alive and feel your yumminess, your pleasure, your bliss. Making a choice to allow yourself to witness what you experience as you choose to explore pleasure in your body. Invite it to open and emerge. Pleasure is within you. We are bliss. We are innately bliss. We've bound it up with lots of layers, lots of structure, lots of guilt and shame. Decide what feels appropriate for you and feel it. Acknowledging that you are beautiful, powerful. You deserve to feel the greatest bliss, the ultimate divine love and connection with yourself, Source, and the people you choose to share and connect with. And with that awareness, breathing in, I have the power to choose, to make the choice that feels good and alive and resonates in your body as, oh yes, this feels true. No, not taking anything that has been said as definition or mental programming, instead going, I choose to feel what is my truth, to create and connect with that in my body, in my life, and find my journey. It's authentic, unique, powerful, uniquely your path. And with that, a bit of gratitude for yourself. Namaste.
Thank you so much for being a part of Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn, which is heard live here at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, the third Tuesday of every month, 10 a.m. Eastern. We welcome your questions, comments, and concerns at www.bodymindspiritradio.com, and you can go right to the show page for this particular presentation and leave your questions and comments for Leslie. You can also go to her website, mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, and you can leave your questions and comments there. You can contact Leslie. There's plenty of contact information. You'll find that heading on the toolbar. You'll also find out about the offerings such as classes. There is a class that will be this weekend, April 20th and 21st. You must register by April 17th, which is tomorrow, in order to connect with that class. However, when you go to the website under offerings, you will find out much, much more about classes that shall continue. And if you have a suggestion about a class or a question about a class, contact Leslie and let her know what is it that she can do to help you, to aid you, to guide you along your journey. Perhaps it's something that they've offered already and it'll be coming up again. Perhaps it's something you'll suggest that will be brand new and exciting for you and maybe many others. One of the other great offerings in regards to gathering with other people are the temple community gatherings. They are held once a month, and on Sunday, the 21st of April, 2013, from 5 until 7 p.m., you can join the others who are curious about the offerings of the Mystery School of the Temple Arts, but maybe you're not really sure where to start. So you'll come to this community temple gathering where everybody gets together and shares, talks, discusses, really gets into topics that maybe they felt they could never discuss in front of anybody else before. It's a free gathering. However, they do graciously accept a donation to keep the temple supported. And if you'd like to get directions and location details, you also need to RSVP. That will mean contacting Leslie at www.mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, and she will give you all the information. She's also available for private sessions, a way to maybe work with her in a fashion that allows you to explore and be comfortable at the same time. You can also do this in your home. That's right. The Tantric Energy Touch workshop is now available on CD, so in the privacy of your own home, with or without a partner, you can explore the wonderful live Tantra Energy Touch class that she offers at mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. When you go to her website, you'll be able to order this and have it for your very own, and you will more than likely be so glad that you did, that you'll want to tell everybody else about it, and then maybe you too will be joining Leslie at the Mystery School of the TempleArts.com live and in person.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.